It's Friday, November 6th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday, suspected Boko Haram Muslim militants attacked the Nigerian town of Chibok. The Islamists killed 12 Christians and kidnapped multiple women and children. Meanwhile, the Islamic State West Africa province is still holding Nigerian pastor Polycarp Zongo, who went missing on October 19th. They also kidnapped 2 Christian women. Please pray for these captive believers in a country ranked as the 12th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. England went into another coronavirus lockdown yesterday. Public facilities and businesses deemed non-essential will be closed until at least December 2nd. The second wave of coronavirus lockdowns in Europe are also affecting churches. England and France have banned worship services, and Switzerland has placed heavy restrictions on churches. However, lockdowns in Germany, Italy, and Spain have not had a major effect on churches. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in an important religious liberty case on Wednesday. It's the first religious liberty case heard by new Justice Amy Coney Barrett. The case is over Philadelphia's refusal to place foster children with a Catholic foster agency because the agency does not place children with homosexual couples for adoption. Plaintiff Sharon L. Fulton stated, quote, "My faith has led me to become a foster mother to children that society has abused and discarded. As a single woman of color, I've learned a thing or two about discrimination over the years, but I've never experienced the vindictive religious discrimination the city's politicians have expressed toward my faith." End quote. The 2020 U.S. presidential election remains a close race. As of yesterday, the Associated Press still had 264 Electoral College votes for former Vice President Joe Biden and 214 for President Donald Trump. Several states are still counting votes, like Arizona and Nevada, where Biden is leading, and Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, where Trump is leading. The Trump campaign challenged the results in Wisconsin and Michigan, where the media declared Biden to be the winner by a slim margin. The Trump campaign is also suing Pennsylvania and Georgia over vote-counting irregularity. To be sure, there are documented instances of voter fraud at the United States Postal Service, according to whistleblowers who have spoken on video to Project Veritas. Check out the link in our transcript at theworldview.com. Plus, the Detroit Free Press reports that, quote, "officials are investigating wonky election results in Antrim County in northern Michigan that could add a few thousand votes to the tallies for President Donald Trump and Republican Senate candidate John James. Antrim County Clerk Cheryl Guy, a Republican who ran unopposed and won a third four-year term Tuesday in the strongly GOP county, said it appeared that some of the results were somehow scrambled after the cards were transported in sealed bags from township precincts to county offices and downloaded onto a computer. In 2016, Trump won Antrim County with about 62% of the vote, compared with about 33% for Democrat Hillary Clinton. Trump beat Clinton by about 4,000 votes. Wednesday morning, Antrim results showed Democrat Joe Biden leading Trump by slightly more than 3,000 votes, with 98% of precincts reporting." End quote. Daniel 4, verse 17 says, "The Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men." The Susan B. Anthony list announced that the number of pro-life women in the U.S. House of Representatives has more than doubled. 11 pro-life women incumbents won re-election, and 13 new pro-life women were elected, 7 of whom flipped pro-abortion Democrat-held seats, and 8 races featuring pro-life women have yet to be called. The Center for Responsive Politics found that employees of internet companies gave about 98% of their political contributions to Democrats this election cycle. Big tech CEOs were among the biggest spenders. Asana CEO and Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz donated $24 million. Twilio CEO Jeff Lawson donated about $7 million. Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt donated about $6 million. and Netflix CEO Reed Hastings donated over $5 million. The funds went to super PACs backing Democratic candidates. The biggest Republican funder was venture capitalist and PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel, who donated $2 million in support of a Republican candidate. James 1 verse 11 reminds us, "For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass. Its flower falls, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits." Pew Research released a study on what the 2020 electorate looks like. 34% of registered voters identify as independents, 33% as Democrats, and 29% as Republicans. The electorate is also aging, as over half are 50 years old or older. Most voters identify as Christians at 64%, down from 79% in 2008. The number of religiously unaffiliated voters has nearly doubled from 15% to 28% over the same time period. 79% of Republican-leaning voters identify as Christian, while only 52% of Democratic-leaning voters identify as Christian. And finally, in God's providence, the U.S. Marshals completed Operation Find Our Children last Friday, recovering 27 missing children in the state of Virginia. The U.S. Marshals Service is spearheading a nationwide effort to rescue missing children and fight against human trafficking. Since 2005, the U.S. Marshals Service has recovered over 2,000 missing children. And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Friday, November 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.